Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is time again here on a Tuesday. How are you doing? As we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here, Charlie Usen, other side of the glass. Still to come momentarily, he's on hold. We'll get to him shortly. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports, a Brewers writer, will join us to tell us what's going on with the Milwaukee Brewers. A transaction made for the Brewers. And you could thank me for jinxing this poor soul on Twitter last night. I take full blame for causing this dude to get sent to AAA. It's all my fault. I send my apologies. I'll explain to you and Andrew Wagner what that's all about momentarily. Coming up, still Charlie Sounds of the Day coming up at 3:40. 4 o'clock hour, we got our green and gold update. Peter Schrager, who was with NFL Network, is now with ESPN, which I don't know, man. I just kind of cringe anytime somebody goes over there at this point anymore. But now over there on ESPN, gave his like 5 wild cards to the NFL draft. And when he got to McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona, what he was saying on TV, on national TV, I could not believe what I was hearing. Not that I doubt what he was being told by scouts or personnel directors is wrong, but what he was saying of why people wouldn't draft him, I was shaking my head in disbelief. So we're going to talk about that coming up at 4 o'clock. All right, joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Of course, you also hear him from time to time on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. That one gets underway tonight at 5 o'clock with Tommy Wirtz hosting, right up to about 6:30 this evening. First pitch at American Family Field at 6:40 as the Brewers go against Jack Flaherty and the Tigers. Mr. Wagner, how are you?
I'm all right. Just, you know, watching William Contreras absolutely smoke batting practice balls to all corners of the stadium.
That's good. How is Christian Yelich doing with his batting practice balls?
Haven't seen him yet.
That's positive. Okay, so here is the tweet that I sent out last night. from Sparky Radio. Looking for positives, because, you know, it was a crap game last night. Rodriguez pitched well tonight out of the bullpen. That's a good sign. Hashtag Brewers. And I was like, yeah, this is good. Finally, because as a starter, he stunk. So this is good. Maybe this is going to be his role going forward. They could use some reliable arms out of the bullpen. And then in my email, before you came on, I get an email from our guy Mike Vassallo over there at the Brewers. And Elvin Rodriguez now optioned to AAA Nashville. I am so sorry, Elvin Rodriguez, for jinxing the hell out of you with that tweet. But being called up, not Craig Yoho, who we all are waiting to get called up. Instead, they go get Logan Henderson. He gets recalled from AAA Nashville. The starting pitcher gets brought up in this case, Andrew Wagner. Your thoughts on that move?
I'm not entirely shocked by any of it. You kind of had a hunch that Rodriguez was going to be the guy to get sent out. I mean, he threw 60-some pitches, five innings. Chances are they weren't going to be able to go to him for a couple days out of the bullpen at the very least. You need a fresh arm in there, and you need length. So you go to Logan Henderson, who can give you length if you need him out of the bullpen. And then I think the other aspect to this coin is if you don't end up using him out of the bullpen in the next couple days, then there's a shot maybe you see him take the start next time Tyler Alexander's start comes up. You know, that's a possibility too. So I'm not shocked by it. I know everyone is gunning for Craig Yoho, and I'd like to see him up too. And listen, I get everyone complaining, oh, they're just manipulating service time. I don't think it's that. Obviously, yeah, you want to get the extra year out of him.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I think what it comes down to right now is Logan Henderson was on the 40-man. Craig Yoho is not, and they're not ready to cut anybody loose off this roster just yet. It's too early for that. And listen, you still need all the depth that you can get until your pitching staff is back to full strength. Who do you pull off the roster? Who are you ready to completely give up on right now? And I think that's the reason you're not seeing Craig Yoho up here.
Okay, first off, I'm willing to give up on quite a few people, but that's just me because I have no patience. I want Craig Yoho up here to break camp instead of Piguero and some of the other guys that we're dealing with, but that's fine. As far as Logan Henderson goes, what should expectations be from fans with Logan Henderson now that he's been called up?
I mean, you have to have the same expectations that you had from everyone else that kind of got pressed into service. You know, it's easy to sit here and say, oh, you expect this guy to go out here and, you know, be a stud. He's a highly touted prospect, blah, blah, blah. But listen, if this guy can come up here and give you five, let's say they use him as a starter. If he gives you five reliable innings, okay, that's great. You know, you don't have to go out there and no-hit a team like Tyler Alexander did. I almost got pegged by a foul ball. Thanks, Joey. Sorry about that.
Who almost hit you?
who's in the box right now? I don't know who it is. Someone popped one up and it came screaming right at my face. And Mr. Ortiz tried to spear me and save me, but
that was nice of him.
Yeah, I was dutiful and stuck with my interview, and I didn't flinch. That was the thing.
No
flinch.
All right, go ahead.
So, no, I think you have to have realistic expectations. I think if you're using Logan Henderson as a starter, you know, if he goes out there and give you five solid innings, you know, keeps you in the ballgame, that's good. If you're expecting the guy to go out there and give you eight shutout innings of one-hit ball, probably putting the expectation a little bit high. It all depends, too, on how they use him. Are they going to use him as a bullpen, as a length guy? Are they going to use him as a starter? The games will dictate that. So it remains to be seen.
So he's a fastball changeup guy for the most part. The cutter and a slider that he'll work with off of that going forward. He's a right-handed pitcher coming up. Some of y'all may have seen him in spring training, or maybe you've seen highlights of him on social media pitching last year. I felt like there was a lot of Logan Henderson highlights last year in spring training. How much closer are we talking about weight-wise for Tobias Myers? Are we talking next week, hopefully, for Tobias Myers back at the big league level?
Well, we'll see how it goes. He's got a rehab start scheduled for Friday, and they're going to kind of reevaluate after that. My guess is they'll probably give him one more before sending him back out. I mean, he basically kind of had to start his progression over. You know, he got pretty deep into camp before the injury happened, so he's stretched out, but they're erring on the side of caution. So I would expect they'll probably give him one more after this just to cross all the T's, check all the I's, all that stuff. And yeah, so he's definitely close.
Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Last night, Pat Murphy talked about the fact of Yelich having his day off, that, you know, he's not going to play 155 games. I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. Fair enough. He's not going to play 155 games. Your thoughts on giving him the day off when he did? I personally have no issue with it because it's not like he's been playing really well. He's got some hard-hit balls for sure, which gives me hope that he's going to break out of this here at some point. But I had no problem with it. Others did. I didn't.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either. I mean, they kind of had this set up going into the day. And this isn't something that just came up on the spur of the moment. I think they mapped this out and found an opportunity that works. And yeah, it stinks not having one of your quote-unquote best guys against, you know, Tarek Skubal, but with the way that Yelich has been hitting, you know, were you really missing that much? And that's not a knock on him. Like, I don't understand what the hubris is about him getting a day off. Like, sometimes it helps just to sit back and watch and let the game go on in front of you without having to worry about it pitch to pitch and just see it from a different perspective, which is something that Pat Murphy said yesterday. Sometimes you just need perspective.
Yeah, and I get that. The other part about this is, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday too, is, you know, Contreras getting going obviously helps this offense in general, but it also helps everybody else in the lineup, because to this point, Terang has been on fire, playing really well. Frelick has done his job for the most part. Cheerio is coming around nicely too and showing that he's going to be a stud. Were you all in on this whole idea of Pat Murphy kind of banging on Cheerio for not having any walks and being concerned about that? To me, I thought that was an overplay.
I don't really read too much into it. I mean, it's the manager's job to kind of find things for guys to improve on, and that's one of the things that Cheerio can improve on. It looks like we're getting Logan Henderson here in a few minutes to chat with. So.
Ooh, good. Yeah. All right. Well, if you need to go, you just tell me that you need to go, and I will definitely let you go. That means we'll get to hear Logan Henderson. What'd you say?
I have to go do that, so we'll talk to you later.
All right, see you later. There you go. Andrew Wagner going off to talk to Logan Henderson.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.